Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Let's kick off hour two of the program today with the Dakota Political Junkies. This is a rotating panel of some of the best political writers and editors in the state of South Dakota. Every Wednesday at noon, you can hear them. And this week, we're joined by Roger Whittle. He's managing editor of the Watertown Public Opinion. Roger, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us from our studios at the Doll in Rapid City, Seth Tupper. Seth is an enterprise reporter for the Rapid City Journal. Seth, thanks for being here as well.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get started in Pennington County there, Seth, with you, and talk a little bit about some upcoming races and fundraising and how all this is playing out at this early date.
Yeah, we had our one of the reasons we were looking at fundraising in the Republican races last week is because we had Pennington County Republican Lincoln Day dinner here Saturday night in Rapid City, and Lincoln Day dinners are the things that county parties have every year to raise money for the operations of the county party, and they use that money to not only fund their operations but to get out the vote on Election Day. And so, obviously, when everybody in the county party gets together, that's an opportunity for candidates to come and try to win support and from, you know, county-level Republicans. And this year, with big-time primaries for governor in 2018 and for U.S. House in 2018, the Pennington County Lincoln Day dinner took on, you know, really added importance. It's always important, but this year is especially important for candidates to come and try to win support, try to lock up donors, that kind of thing. So we took a look at, of the, if you want to call them maybe the big four candidates, Kristi Noem and Marty Jackley running for the Republican nomination for governor. And then also in the House race, Dusty Johnson and Chantel Krebs running for the Republican nomination for U.S. House. Out of those four, it appeared that since they've all announced their candidacies, Marty Jackley has raised the most money out of Rapid City in this immediate area, which is perhaps not surprising. He grew up in Sturgis and was a former resident of Rapid City, practiced law here. But so it's maybe not surprising, but it will probably be important going forward. Pennington County is sometimes the place where the most Republican votes are cast in a primary election. So it's a really important place to have support.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit, Seth. How important are those Pennington County Republicans? Are they influential because they're organized? What are they doing right?
Well, yeah, they're committed and they're organized. I took a look, for example, at the last three statewide primary elections, and even though registered Republicans in Pennington County are outnumbered by about 13,000 or so by the registered Republicans in Minnehaha County. Mm-hmm. In the last three primary elections, more Republicans have turned out to vote in Pennington County than Minnehaha County. Some primaries, the Republican turnout here is double what it is in Minnehaha County. Of course, that can depend on a lot of factors, you know, what local races are on the ballot, et cetera. But they're just very motivated, very committed here. And it's an important place. As I said, this could be the place where more Republican votes are cast than any other on primary day. So it's an important place to have support.
Roger, are we having these conversations a little early, or are we right on track? How did Initiated Measure 22 sort of impact the timing of some of these, you know, declarations for candidacy?
Well, I think it seems to get earlier and earlier every year. So it's fun to talk about it. It's a good thing. I think talk about Jackley's popularity in West River. I think we should remember that Kristi Noem actually does very well in West River elections too. I believe in the first year she ran for the House, she actually did better West River than she did in East River. So it'll be an interesting to watch that West River, where that Republican vote for governor goes between those two.
Right. Seth, what's the appeal for West River voters of Kristi Noem?
Well, when I talked to her campaign spokesman, he said, and I think he's right, that, you know, she grew up on a farm and ranch, even though it was in northeastern South Dakota. That gives her the ability to relate to a lot of people West River who are, you know, of course, very familiar with cattle ranching, which is a big part of the economy out here. And, you know, people view her as being very conservative, and people in West River and in Pennington County, generally speaking, especially Republicans, are also very conservative. So I think they view her as aligning, you know, pretty well with their values and their experiences. And, you know, that has showed in as Roger mentioned, in the support that she's been able to get in past elections. But what's interesting is, you know, in past elections, she's mostly been running against Democrats in general elections. Now she's running against a Republican in a primary election who grew up West River and has his own West River connection. So that's what, you know, one of the many things that'll make this race so fascinating to watch.
Roger, let's talk a little bit about East River. Do we have any early indications of how these two candidates are received in some of this, you know, cities like Sioux Falls and Watertown and other?
Well, definitely in this part of the state, Christy Noem, you know, is, we claim her as one of our own. Mm-hmm. I think I could throw my coffee cup here far enough to hit her ranch from where I'm sitting. So she definitely has support here. Whether or not that's gonna include the Sioux Falls area, I think Jack Lee being in a statewide position that he is, you know, I don't think she will have that same advantage in that part of the state as she does here. But it's just going to be a great race. You said it's a long ways away. I wish it wasn't, because this is going to be one of the more interesting governor primaries we've had in a long time here in South Dakota.
All right. So speaking of interesting, let's go ahead and talk about Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huether. Argus Leader did some work with him, talked to him. He said, yes, I would love to be governor. No, I haven't decided yet whether or not it's something I'm going to shoot for. Roger, Mike Huether, Christy Noem, Marty Jackley, what do you think? Does he have a chance? And what does he need to consider before deciding whether or not to run?
Well, it would be just add to the great race that it's going to be. If you know, he's been a popular mayor in Sioux Falls for a long time. He recently changed to an independent, so he would not have the stigma of trying to win as a Democrat in South Dakota, which hasn't happened very often. Dick Knipe was the last one, and I think I'm probably the only one of the three of us old enough to remember Dick Knipe.
I know his family. How's that?
Yeah. You've heard the name before.
Yes.
But it would be really interesting if he got in. You know, and it's not surprising that he wants to. Senator Rounds was in our office last week, I believe it was, and he said being governor is the best job you can have. And this was a U.S. senator was saying,
right?
Because as a governor, you can get things done, and as a senator, it's a lot more difficult. So I actually, for one, hope he does run. I think it would be a great thing.
All right, we'll keep on that. But first, Roger, tell us how Senator Rounds is. Not totally satisfied with his job. No, I'm just kidding.
I think he likes his job.
Yes, right.
Maybe he'll run again too.
That's right. He hasn't forgotten how it felt, apparently. Seth Tupper, Mike Huether, you've heard of him?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and you know, that's, you actually bring up a good point. I mean, for as much play as he gets in the media, East River, obviously people West River are a lot less familiar with him. In Rapid City, people here don't have much occasion to pay attention to the inner workings of you know, city level politics in Sioux Falls, all the way on the other side of the state. On the other hand, obviously people who pay attention to politics are very familiar with his name. And I don't know whether he's actually undecided or if he's orchestrating a brilliant campaign to make us all cover him and give him great, you know, free publicity,
right,
to increase his name recognition.
Here we are talking about him again.
You know,
yeah,
exactly. And so, you know, and politicians do that. And if it is, it's a great strategy. Like I said, I don't know. Maybe he really is just torn and trying to figure out what he's going to do. But it's getting to the time where I would have to think that he probably does know what he's going to do. I mean, even though to those of us who aren't, you know, running for anything, the election seems a long time away. It's only, you know, 14 months to the
right,
primary election.
Right.
He, of course, won't have to be in a primary being an independent, but he certainly has dominated political news lately, and that's a good thing for him because it gets his name out there.
Does anyone know his farming, ranching background at all?
Well, you know, in the Argus stories, you know, there wasn't much about that in there. But obviously, anybody I know, he spent time in small towns, you know, in East River, and I think anybody who's done that is at least somewhat familiar with farming and ranching. But you know, being the mayor of Sioux Falls, that would possibly be a challenge for him. Is how much does he understand about the agricultural economy, and voters would wonder that about him, probably.
Right, Seth, I got a picture of Marty Jackley in the dirt with branding a cow, wearing his little baseball cap.
Yeah,
I'm not going to have that of Mike Huether. Does that matter? Does it matter?
It may, and you know, that's funny. I mean, you guys probably covered this somewhat in your series on the shift. You know, I mean, it matters less and less because obviously in rural areas the population is declining, and more and more of the political power is being centered in Sioux Falls. And so he's got a big, you know, big base there to build from. So whereas, you know, I think it does still matter, but, you know, just because of demographics and the way things are going in the state, you know, obviously I think it matters less.
Roger, any final thoughts on the governor's race and who else might be ready to step into the ring, or are we looking at the main contenders now?
Well, that's a good question. I'm still hoping Seth throws his hat in the ring.
But, he keeps doing more and more things, Roger, so you never know what he's got in the future.
That's not going to happen.
September has declared.
But you talk about Mike Huether's lack of agricultural experience, and I think if that does matter in the state, but if there's anybody who can overcome that, it would be a popular Sioux Falls politician, and that's what we have in this case. So like I say, it would make, if he enters, it would make an interesting race that much more interesting.
I just want to say thank you to Seth Tupper for not saying you had to go home and talk to your wife before deciding.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to run, you know, because I need to spend more time with my family.
All right. So Mike Myers died this week. We're going to segue to some sad news there. And Seth, give me an idea of who Mike Myers is and how you sort of came to know him.
Well, you know, until he got into politics, I didn't know him. But I would encourage anybody that is at all curious to Google and find his obituary online. He had a really life of really diverse experiences and high achievement. And he was a hospital executive, and he had a law degree and spent some time at USD there in the law school. And but when he got into politics, he was kind of this curious, character running as sort of a third option. And, you know, those of us who got the chance to cover him will never forget. I mean, I was in Mitchell when the first time I interviewed him, and he was in his 70s then. I remember during the interview, he was talking about how you know, vital and full of life he still was as a 70-something, and he got down on the floor in our newsroom there and did one-arm push-ups for us to try to prove how strong and vital he still was, and that was the kind of candidate he was. He ran offbeat campaigns and was a guy that wasn't afraid to have a laugh, and that's, I think that's why, even though he was kind of that third candidate and didn't get a lot of support, a lot of people won't soon forget him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went back to our Meet the Candidates feature when all the candidates who were running came into the SDPB studios or talked to us on the phone, and we found a little clip from his interview. We'd like to share it with you now.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. A Democrat can love a Republican too. So Donnie Trump, come up and give Hillary a big hug and see what's true. The second one is, they try to tell me you're too old. At 80, go fishing and do what you're told. But then someday they might recall I wasn't too old after all.
That's candidate Mike Myers. He ran for state legislature this year. He did not win, but that is an excerpt from our Meet the Candidates interview with him as well. Roger Whittle, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Seth Tupper, thanks for being here as well.
You're welcome.